we are so excited to have in studio Sarah Blank to talk about an event that happened last week right here in Rock Hill to a full house, talking about just resilience and ACEs and children. We're going to get a recap on that seminar and then also talk about moving forward, something that we need to all know about as well. So welcome to Palmetto Mornings. Good to see you, Miss Sarah.
Good to see you too. Thank you.
So let's begin with last week. Tell us about the event.
Sure. So thanks to the efforts of the Commission for Children and Youth, the Rock Hill City Commission for Children and Youth, and the number one question, is it good for the children? We held our very first conference in effort to build community resiliency. So there is a worldwide epidemic that is poised to be the single, you know, largest health epidemic facing families and children, and that is the effects of adverse childhood experiences, or otherwise known as ACEs. And though by having certain adverse childhood experiences, as you grow up, you are more susceptible to different health problems, mental health problems, you name it, it can probably affect it. So, but we're doing our job now to help build resiliency, because if you have better resiliency skills, then it really can help to make sure that you can live a healthy and positive lifestyle.
I think that's so important, because we all have something. And it's interesting because you can take two children, put them in similar situations, and one with resiliency will just bounce back every time, and yet the other might choose to self-medicate or find another way to deal. So recognizing this as a community, and you, of course, with your work with Boys and Girls Club, I'm sure that was right in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
It's just, were you surprised that so many people came out to support and are interested and feel impacted by this?
Well, we were definitely very pleased. The Commission for Children and Youth decided about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that we were really going to push these efforts within the community, that it'd be our job to really bring it to the forefront. And we were very pleased to have a full house. You know, it just goes to show that whether it be educators or healthcare professionals or, you know, youth development professionals like myself, that we are committed to helping, you know, our children to become healthy and lead positive lifestyles.
Absolutely.
Well, knowing the signs, right? That's
absolutely
the big part of it, is what do you see with the kids you interact with that it could be a red flag that you can now be armed with starting a conversation, which can be awkward as all get out.
Absolutely.
But how to be knowledgeable about how to begin that conversation, the words to say, so you're entering down a right path instead of an awkward or wrong path.
Right. And it can be a whole gamut of things, Lucas.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be, you know, the reason that someone is acting out in the classroom, they could be hungry, you know, or they could be up all night because mom and dad are choosing some not so positive behaviors during the night. They could have been unfortunately abused as a child, whatever it may be. And Dr. Martha Edwards, who is just amazing, she really, you know, she kind of talks about it in form of like a vaccine. You know, you identify what the strain is, you know, the issues, and then you have to counteract it. And really, while it would be so much easier if we could just, you know, give an injection, it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. But it's things like reading to your child, you know, help it, exposing them to just a little bit of stress and helping them work through it, and just certain easy tactics that just spending a couple days, you know, a couple minutes a day working with your child, and for educators to understand that there are so many other things going on with the child, that, and it's not, you know, why are you doing this, but what has happened to you, what life experiences have you had that, you know, are the cause for your behavior at this moment.
Changing one word in that sentence changes
Absolutely.
It all. That is a great way of putting it. Well, we're so lucky that so many of our folks are now armed with that information.
Wonderful.
And as if Sarah doesn't have enough on her plate, she is very busy.
Moving forward.
You've got Giving Tuesday coming up, right? And
yes.
Let's give folks real quick the background on this and what we can look forward to.
Sure. So we're very proud that York County was South Carolina's very first Giving Tuesday, recognized Giving Tuesday initiative within the country. So we are 5 years old here in York County. The movement globally is 8 years old. And we've had the privilege over the last 3 years of being very connected to the Giving Tuesday community, attending summits. And we have learned so much about how to just celebrate all things generosity. So I am so privileged to work with so many local nonprofits and organizations whose mission it is to better our community. But we rarely kind of stop and say, look at all this amazing work. Look at all these hard people doing this work. Now, you guys do stop every day and do that, and we appreciate that. However, on Giving Tuesday, it's really a time for us to celebrate the work that these nonprofits are doing.
Oh, it's fantastic. So how do we get involved? What do we need to be circling on our calendar to be on the lookout for?
Sure. So Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So you have Thanksgiving and you're thankful, and then you have Friday and you go and spend all your money. And Saturday you're supposed to shop locally, and Sunday, Monday or something too. And then Tuesday has been coined as Giving Tuesday. So we want you to think about, you know, all of the causes that make you, you know, so proud to live in York County, or maybe you've directly benefited from. And so locally we hold our Giving Tuesday efforts a little differently. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, and we have something called Dine Out, Do Good, and it's really, really super simple. It's basically a spirit night. So you have the opportunity to go and eat breakfast and support one cause. You can go eat lunch and support another cause, go eat dinner, maybe have dessert somewhere. And so local nonprofits are partnering with local restaurants and or coffee shops or breweries throughout the town to make a fun opportunity for you to come out and just do what you're going to do anyway. Bring your family, bring your friends, and support a local cause.
Perfect. All right, that date again?
It's Tuesday, December 3rd. All right. And our kickoff is next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, at Family Trust at 12:03 p.m. And we'll be kicking off. So anybody who's interested or who's participated in the past or just wants to learn more information can come and join us there.
Fantastic. Sarah Blank, again, thank you so much. One of those community members in York County that's keeping our county moving forward. Thank you so much.